All right, I want to welcome everyone out. This is Tuesday, September the 10th, the public hearing and meeting on the 2014 budget. Item one is the invocation, and Commissioner Heffner is going to give that, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Lord, thank you for this day, for all the many blessings that you've given us. We just thank you for our county, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, you'd be with us this morning as we make these decisions, and that we would make the right decisions for the right reasons. I just ask you, Lord, that you would go with us the rest of this week, that you would protect us and help us to be better witnesses for you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Under item three, we will open the public hearing regarding the 2014 budget. Anyone who would like to address the court?
How much is the budget for the as of now, and how does it compare to last year?
Yeah, it's about 13 million total, and it's roughly the same as last year. Mm-hmm. There's some differences in the way it works internally, because we had to budget for some capital murders, and we didn't have to budget for the ADA compliance that's going on. You can hear it going on downstairs right now. But when I say 13 million, that's our fund 10. That's what our maintenance and operations runs, and our insurance account.
Can you give the exact figure, please?
$13,158,592. Okay. Unless we change it.
Road and bridge. We don't know yet. Yeah.
So nobody else is getting it right. It's just road and bridge. Well, I'm sorry. I think all the employees, they're right. I'm the lawyer's opinion on that. So no matter what y'all can do, what you want to do anyway, but I still need the horse company.
Okay.
Because our employees work hard, and some of those are very uninformed, like the library. Sheriff's office, that they line their lives on the line every day. And I know the funds are short. I know the funds are short.
Well, and I do. We all appreciate it. I think this year we'll get everything turned around and headed in the right direction. So
we did get to keep our insurance, though, Marlon. Yes. Not have to do any of the deductibles or anything like that. So they do need to understand that we did try to make some concessions.
And that insurance change, I want y'all to know, it is a lot on the officer, a lot, because when y'all said that nothing would change. Yes, a lot of things have changed, because we're going to explain to them what we need, what we have. So,
Commissioner Spencer, did you want to say something?
I just want to say this budget is calculated in with only a 2% margin of error, if you calculate it out. So we cut it pretty close.
Well, I think as far as, I think we all would like to give raises, of course. But as far as the road and bridge goes, I mean,
He did that within his budget, too.
It was within the budget, and
his bottom line didn't change.
His bottom line did not change. And this is also a budget that over the last 10 years has decreased significantly by about $400,000. And they're the largest group of... I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I talk quiet anyway. No, and I don't want to beat this horse, you know, but we're talking about out of all of the employees in the county that make below $1,000 a pay period, 16 of them are in Road and Bridge, and 11 are in other places. And there's four out there that make less than $900 a pay period. And we're talking about guys that are out in the heat, in the hot of the summer, they're out in the rain and sleet, snow. That may be stretching it a little. It don't rain, sleet, snow. I mean, sleet, snow much, but cutting down trees and just compared to other counties, it's pretty.
Commissioner, they're also short-handed out there. They're doing it with a lot less people, so their workload's increased.
But anyway,
Mr. Miles.
Okay. Your Honor, I'm not concerned in this budget, but I'm like to make a suggestion. Well, you know, something for you all to think about for next budget, next year's budget. Let's set aside special money as far as elections, so that we don't have to go through this again as far as the convenience and the voters, such as those having come from Diana or still have come from Kilmer.
He's talking about
so accustomed to voting by hand in person, they don't get mail-in ballots a second vote. We do have a special fund for elections.
Right.
So that we won't be having to go through this again.
Okay. Any other comments? Not yet.
Sorry.
All right, the public hearing section of the meeting is closed. Item four is discuss and take action concerning adoption of the budget.
I have two lines that I have been watching pretty closely, and they're in the district court. They are Senate Bill 7 appointments and court-appointed attorneys in civil cases. And since our last version of the proposed budget, I think that we need to add $20,000 to each of those lines.
What page is that?
My page 10. I don't know what yours is.
No, either. I want to add $55,000 to
the district judge's office
because that's asked for library money too.
Yeah. It's ours. And you said
which one is
Senate Bill 7 and court appointed attorney?
Page 10?
Yes. I think it would be realistic to change Senate Bill 7 to $180,000 and court appointed attorney to $100,000.
Right.
Hang on a minute. Where are we?
That's based on monthly averages for the last 12 months.
Did we look at the year before that and the year before that to see if we're trending up or down? Oh, dang gum, it's right there.
In
38,000.
It's 171,000. On
civil was
seven.
The civil appointments was 38,000.
Looking at that $38,000 number, adding those two together, if it was necessary, there's $240,000. You sure we couldn't, if we had to, we couldn't move?
I think there was a special circumstance on the civil appointments. Mine was low that year. But I know this year to date, we're at 94,895.
What if we...
Split the difference.
What?
Split the difference.
I think that's what Commissioner Hatcher wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
10 each.
I don't see necessarily a problem. If she's tracking the numbers, that's what we do.
Yeah. So we're going 170 and 90?
170 and 90. Okay.
And what we need to realize there too, and I know everybody knows this, but these are bills that we have to pay. So, I mean, and it's a guess, whatever you do. You never really know.
I hate part of that 2% spread.
That what part of that 2%?
Yeah.
So that's going to leave.
I think, you know, these kind of cases are going to continue to grow.
Yeah, she's successful.
So I think the budget needs to grow with it.
You have another concern?
I do. The law library, Fund 30, I know you don't have that in front of you probably. We have not been collecting enough. And that's not discretionary. We can't decide how much we collect, but we bring in $35 per case on civil cases. And that amount has not covered what we have been spending the last few years. So I am going to ask if you would consider budgeting a line to transfer about $14,000 from Fund 10 into Fund 30.
Is it going over $14,000 each year?
This year, it's
Well, I talked to the judge this morning, and she is looking into ways of maybe helping. Because what my concern was is that we set this thing up. I'm speaking hypothetically. I wanted to make sure we didn't set this thing up, you know, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, and it just be running on autopilot. And, you know, I want to make sure we're, you know, how things happen. There's a lot of stuff going on here, lots of stuff to keep up with.
We are going to sit down and look at the subscriptions and see if there's anything that we can do without.
I think it gets about 1,200 in one whack every month to that account. Some automatic billing, and then there's some more billing.
I know this morning she told me she'd found one monthly newsletter or something that was not necessary, and they stopped it a few weeks ago.
Year to date, this year, we brought in $25,000 and spent $22,000.
So that's 17,000 difference?
Roughly 17, 18.
And has that been the trend over the last couple of years?
Yes.
That magnitude?
Yes.
That
last year we spent about 47,000.
Where's the difference been being made up with, just out of the general fund?
Mm-hmm. Yes, technically.
Okay. I didn't know if they've been transferring out of another line of items.
Well, we had a balance in Fund 30.
How did we?
So we didn't have
this
to
is
the general fund. We had
where
a
we are at the positive right now.
This year,
208.
It hit zero. Mm-hmm. So at Cole the end of this year, we're going to have to fix it from Fund 10.
Kind of split the difference
so that we can still
feel fuzzy.
Okay. How did we wind up with a positive balance?
Because at one time in history, we were bringing in more than we were spending.
So did our expenditure go up or did revenue go down?
The expenditures went up. I'm sure the book prices raised over here.
How much of this is electronic and how much of it is paper?
I don't know that. We'd have to sit down and run a report.
Because a lot of that's electronic, I believe, isn't it?
Well,
so why is it just going up and up and up, I wonder?
Well, I mean,
those books are expensive, and the vendor that we're using is one of very few, if not the only vendor. They know that they can charge high prices.
Well, they probably haven't been questioned in 4 years. So a phone call may help.
Is this something that county court uses too? Or is it totally different stuff than district?
Did you hear that, Judge?
What?
She said, does county court use this or just district?
Any of the attorneys
can use it. It's run out of the district court.
Is this not another one of those issues where somebody needs to pay attention to what's in the candy jar and watching their own expenses and being diligent about that? Because we have discovered that that's not been the case in some areas.
I think that back in May is when it went into the red, and there was a communication line that was broken and somehow water didn't get from here down the street that we didn't have any money.
Well, I think you're going to sit down with the district judge and you're going to look at the subscriptions and the current plan and maybe work on it. I'm just going to recommend to the court that without knowing where we're headed this year, let's just leave it alone this year. And then if we have to make a correction later in the year, we can do that. I think we'll have funds available.
Now that we know what's going on, we can
zero in on it. Without knowing today exactly.
Yeah.
Just throwing stuff out.
We're pretty random yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. I just want you to understand I will have to fix this year's problem this year.
But we're aware of it, okay. So we know it could be coming.
Yeah. Did you have anything else?
That was all.
Any other changes that the commissioners want to make?
I would like to say something before we vote, say a few things. And this is just kind of a testament as to where we've came from. When we got here in 2011, we were looking at a $1.8 million shortfall or a deficit. And we began to make some changes. All y'all are aware of that. Some pretty drastic changes, some pretty hard changes. We made a lot of cuts. We have increased revenue a little bit. But if we adopt this budget as it is today, we will have decreased expenditures by roughly $2 million. And we will have increased revenues by $1 million. So in effect, we will have made a $3 million change over three budgets. Also, if we adopt this budget today as it is, we will have a surplus of roughly $208,000 to begin to build reserves. I think our job is to keep expenditures as low as possible and provide the services as efficiently as possible. But a big part of that job, too, is to ensure that we have some reserve for rainy days and unexpected deals. So I'm happy to be a part of this and to look back on what we've accomplished, coming from a pretty major deficit to a surplus. And where we can begin to plan for the future and for infrastructure and pay raises and all kinds of things. I'm pleased with it. One thing that we're, just want to make some of those statements. I want to make sure that people understand this is a surplus budget. We have our revenues, we think realistic, if not conservative, and our expenditures they're real. Anybody else?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with your comments, but I want to follow up also with the work that Paula has endeavored to do to bring forth to the employees of the county that if we do not get a hold of our medical, the way we use medical within the county, because we're self-insured and we pay for all of that, then next year's problem in medical could be what this year's problem was. And so I'm just, Philip, I hope you'll say something to the fact that I'm begging the employees to pay attention with our new insurer. They're gonna give recommendations of what they can be done to help facilitate spending less money. And if we'll do that, we won't have to make an adjustment next year in the medical insurance. And that's where I want to be. And then I want to be able to give raises also, and I think that's where we can go to get them, by paying attention to expenses. And otherwise, I'm real pleased with what effort's been made by the court.
Seems to pay attention to the insurer as far as having utilize the insurance?
Yes.
Yes.
Anything else? All right. Is there a motion on the budget?
I'll move to adopt the 2013-2014 budget with the as a change this morning.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner and seconded by Commissioner Gentry is to adopt the 2014 budget with the changes that we made this morning. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is to discuss and take action to adopt the 2014 maintenance and operation tax rate. The effective rate is 0.5223 per $100 valuation, and that is the number that when you quoted the $208,000 surplus, that's what that $208,000 surplus is based on, is the effective rate.
I make a motion to approve the effective rate.
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Barco, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the effective rate of 0.5223 per $100 for maintenance and operations. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.